But, I mean, even amongst the ladies and everything, a lot of women living together is really.
It's a marvel. Then?
And Mara, since she was given that position, they all had to dance to her.
That is good. In a way, at least there is some meeting point. No?
Like that she's the final choice.
No, no, not that way. Not much in a spiritual way at all. It is because Baba loved her so much.
Yeah.
That naturally she becomes now the grandmother of all, as if, in a house.
Yeah, I see.
Yes. No, no. They talk to her very freely also. They don't say Mera Maya or anything of that. They just say Mera.
Like sisters.
Yes, sisters.
Not like she's
a but an elderly sister. To whom it is nice. See, they remain attached.
But they had the conflicts also.
Oh, yes, yes. Must have got a lot of conflicts. But I was...
Even mine, I'm going to tell you the truth. Of course, I think the only one, she said, Mom said that there was not jealous of Mara.
Who?
Korsha. She was not jealous of Mara. Everybody else.
Yes, yes.
Actually, they're all jealous of
Mara. That I know. I was kept very independent. This independent attitude still is there with me, with all the confidence. It's because he kept me like this. He always kept me like this. For 2-3 years I was there at Mehrabad, there were a lot of conflicts, but still I was independent. It was some different, distinct role that Baba wanted me to play on.
I mean, it fitted in with your nature too. You also preferred.
Oh, of course, 100%. 100%, because in my lifetime, it was only Baba whom I obeyed. And sometimes honored the words of my mother because she brought me, took me to Baba. My father also, nobody I listened in the world, nobody. No teacher, no master, nobody. Of course, in a normal way, I pay respect, I had psychic kindness for all. But no real love or no, I mean, that respect, which I mean, no obedience. It's only to Baba. But he inculcated the same thing, He kept me that way all the time, independent of. Because when Baba went out on certain tours and he was. I did not accompany him or accompany him a short time, and things and circumstances. He always wanted me to report him, and I used to report him for many things. For many things of the mandali also, he wanted me to report who is there. He behaves like this, he is there. Always. All alone. For the matter of money, for the matter of many things. And then outside world, I had to keep in touch. And as you say, I enjoyed that position. I liked it. I could not have stayed together there. For certain times, or for certain days, I would go and stay. And if there was some work, for instance, now Baba wanted to go in the 40s and stay at Hyderabad, and some arrangement was to be made. A house was to be rented. It's a big story, once I'll tell you.
And Nizam.
Nizam and all that. So, he would enter that work to me alone. Nobody along with me. Erach and Pendu used to be sent together, but I am alone. Sometimes Kaka Bharia, I could get on well with, but the others I could not. Neither they could with me. So he kept me independent for all that arrangement, and I was quite capable of running about and doing all that and all that. And Kaka was I like Kaka very much. He was a very open, first of all, he was a very open man. And no nonsense about him, and nothing suppressed, nothing keeping back. Very open and truthful and honest, and if you have to fight, fight on your face and finish the damn thing. No policy with him. See, I prefer a man whom I know 100%. If I don't know, then I don't know. I can't much get on such a person. You see. So he independently gave me the work. And then later on, of course, all the mandali was called and all that, and then the things went on as usual wherever he stayed, like in Panjgani or Mahabaleshwar or all that. When I returned from Bangalore in 1942, after 3 years' stay at Mehrabad, and then Baba went to Bangalore, and Baba stayed there for 6-7 months and went away, and I was made to stay there for 3 years, and on my return from Bangalore, Baba asked me to go and stay at Mehrabad. I refused. And I said I could not go on, neither with Padri or Pandu or anybody there.
No. Well, was it the personalities more than the lifestyle, you know, there the comfort, food, and
No, it is not that. Comfort and food was really there, but it was secondary. What my nature was, Baba has told you to do certain things, you must do. You should not put in a wedge of anything. Now, Baba wanted certain things to be done on the top of Mehrabad Hill. Padri Pandu and Vishnu paid little attention to the hill and paid more attention to lower Mehrabad, just to retaliate what Baba always paid greater attention to the hill. I said, no, who the hell are you living for here? Are you staying here for Mehrabad or for Mehr Baba? That was my argument. Whom do you want? I said, you bloody fellows, you want Mehrabad more than Mehr Baba. So they were used to get absolutely irritated. It was a friendly fight.
But was it because they had to live there?
They had lived and got attached like a cat to the house. The dog is attached to the master and the cat is attached to the house. Pandu was almost extracted from there. He would have fallen a prey already. But Dusra Paiga. Such a deep attachment from that Arangam village and for the bloody damn thing. I did a lot of work for Arangam, but I am not attached.
Baba would always say the women want to stand upstairs.
Baba wanted it. Maybe women wanted it. But Baba wanted it. They were negligent and I was pitched up against them to fight. And they all, once Baba said, they formed a clique. And they all started shouting. And I was arguing with them and Baba was sitting. Pandu had become the master of Mehrabad. And his right hand was Padri. And the great compromiser was Vishnu. One hand on tabla, another hand on dagga. Playing the game. All sincere. All sincere, all very devoted to Baba. But had their own temperamental idiosyncrasies. And I was aloof. I was neither attached to my house here nor to Mehrabad. I did become attached to Mehrabad, but not in the sense they were. I could give up.
You know, you mentioned Bangalore. You talked about you had a romantic friend to go back around.
Yes, yes.
I mean, was she always crazy like that at the beginning?
No, not in the beginning. She was very much all right, Baba. Yes. She was very nice, she was very kind. She had a nature as every other woman has got. But...
I mean, you think she was really jealous of her?
I think so. See, it doesn't require for anybody to say it becomes so obvious. That was it, nothing else was there.
She went and stayed there for some time with the children.
Baba used to go to Nasik also so often. She served Baba so well and cooked food. And she knew cooking and she knew so many things. You know? But jealousy was there. Terrific jealousy.
See, like, I mean, like, I heard even in school that she was very smart,
but
there wasn't good in school at all, so she must have thought,
why did
Baba
want this? That I don't know. I don't know about this. First time I hear that she was smarter than Mehra. And because Mehra was not as smart that she could come under Baba's shelter so much.
Intellectual ego.
You are right. Jacko is not here today?
He's staying in Maribor this
morning.
He might have to come on Monday.
Yes, he
told me. What about Bob?
He's staying also? No, Bob will come in the evening.
Because tomorrow he's going.
Yes. Udacha.
And there was some debris, or some stones, and a heap of debris, I just think. Piece of what do you call this? Breaks and stones and all.
Debris,
you call it. Anyway, Baba wanted all that cleared, much of it, all in the field, everywhere. So Baba said, send for the villagers who want to come and do this and clean, you pay them. So these, I don't know what name you call it, working people when they laborers, these laborers, they came. Now they're about, I don't know how many they were, about 4, 5, 6, that detail, I don't know. I was not there. But we told about it. They were working rather far away, like this. Far away, where the blue bus was maybe. Baba was here, and Baba was looking at them. And then Baba told one of the Mandali that, do you see that person wearing the short, khaki thing, shorts? Call that person here. So his father went up, must be Padre, he's always in Baba. Then we had to go to Quetta when we first came, because Pendu must be there. I don't know. I was not there. Anyway, the story is that this man was called, and Baba from far. Baba knew this is his man. This is the person whom Baba would trust. No, I was so many. So Baba said, "What's your name?" What's this? Yeah, everything. And then Baba said, all right, you do work for me, Vajra, you. So he said, yes, Baba, anything. So Baba said, all right, will you be a night watchman? Yes. I'll send you a night watchman always till I tell you to stop. He said, yes, Baba, okay. Yes, really. So how? Well, Baba knew that this person would say yes. And so this person, you know, Bhagubai, Bhagu that comes up with a stick, you know.
Her husband is Jamadar?
Jamadar. He was in the military, I think. Anyway, Bhagu was young and extreme. What I want to say is this man who was young, that's maybe in his late 30s or that age, that I don't know. Anyway, he said yes, and he did this night watchman duty in that time. Down the hill and up the hill when we stayed there, always in the night, right time we'd come and go round the whole compound, and in the night we'd be always for years and years, and then he came and stayed here, still he went on doing his duty as Baba told him. And he did his duty to his last breath, really. He was, when he became very, very old, so many years I'm talking about, after that, many years after that, we went here, there, we stayed here. Went to South France. Years went rolled by, but he was always there, as Baba told his word, the night watchman, so he did his night watchman duty. Baba was there or not. The younger they can do is draw Baba, express their love, write poems, sing songs to Baba. That's what Baba wants us to do now. Live in his memory, think of him, love. If God wants love, Mirabai, Atman. Krishna was not physically present for him. It was after 100 years, I think, more than. And a soul like Mirabai was born, it was so beautiful. And Mirabai, from very young age, she loved Krishna. That love grew and grew. It did not just get less or stop. I mean, it grew so much so that she was simply very Like, I don't have the words to express myself, but this I know, that she was, being a princess, the Hindus, they never keep girls. And Upasani Maharaj, you know, I went to Sakali very first time, he asked me my name, and I said, I was only 14. My sister's 5 years old. Yeah, Maharaj asked her name. I said, Mera, Mera. My sister said, to him, darling, spirit. That's it. Mera is a name for the Hindus to pronounce this name, Mera. So, Upasana Maharaj said, your name from today, your name is Mera. Today, we call you Mera from today because Hindu girls find it easy to pronounce the word Mera. Mera is the name of a great saint, Mirabai. And so, but I didn't know anything about Mirabai that then. Even you, completely new. Later on, I knew the story. Anyway, it's Maharaj. And so in Sakari, they always called me Meera. So in Sakari, it was Meera, and in the convent school, they called me Mary. All right, then. In the convent school, was Mary Rani. And then, Mary come to Baba, Meera. Three names.
At home, would they call you Mary?
Huh?
When you were a little child? Would they call you
the
Mary?
Convent, they.
At home?
They all call me Mary.
At home?
Mera. The Baba did not change my name except to say that I'm Radha than me. But he never called me that name, but he said it more than twice. Baba's given names to many. Bendu's name is Baba, his name is Dipin. That's the name. So, Baba gave him the name Bendu, short and easy. And Padri also, Baba gave him the name Padri. Padri means the priest father. Yes. So he didn't look, he was rather unfair. Padri was not dark, like he was in the Merabat son all the time, not taking care of himself. He's a very dedicated Padri, he's taking care of Merabat like anything he does. Nobody has.
55
years. He went, he was there, he just stayed in Merabat. Padri all the time in Merabat looking after it, and the Kekobar family up in Sarayaki. You see that the health is okay, has to stick around there. And, you know, for the son, he went up and down. If he's called up, if it's raining hard, he goes. Every time when he's wanted, he to go up and keep an eye down the head also. It's not see all the things, and the machine goes along, you know, this bell machine. To ask help from my mother, so I just saw him standing talking to my mother. That time I saw him. I was about 13 years old. And then he went and never came back. Maybe he married there. But he was very handsome. He was handsome, and his second brother was very fair, but not like him, like the three guys, remember that. He was like us, dark eyes, darkly dark brown. A very fine person. Very nice. Very fair. He looked like a soldier. The second one was good. My aunt was very fair. My grandmother was on the fair side, but my grandfather was not on the fair side, so they're all mixed children. So then what happened was this. No, no, that's not so. Then Padre comes third, and the fourth son was also that small, about 8 years old. When I was 13 years old. So he came with his mother to our place. Because my mother saw that Padre's mother is very hard up. Not enough to eat also at home, very hard up. So my mother used to help her. But that help her not so much. Her house was in a congested, in a lane, so unhygienic, what we call it. Not that dirty, nice house, but it's on a by street like that. So my mother used to bring her to our place where it was very nice. And there, my mother wanted her to pick up health and get strong. But through Padri, we came to Baba Jan. By knowing Baba Jan, we came to Baba. Padri was Jan's friend. Baba's brother Jan. And so Jal told Padri about Babadan. Babadan is sitting under the tree, he's not the ordinary shall do is to call the master. And how far did I do? And then he just said, what about the master? He didn't have no idea. Then Bhaji got very interested and attracted whatever he said, and so he bowed to Baba Dhan, and then he was told about Baba, that Baba Dhan has kissed Baba, and Baba got here. So now Bhaji wants to be with Baba. So he was with Baba in Manjigani. So Manjigani, Bhaji was there and Baba. There are many, there were Mohammedans, Irani, Parsi, and Hindu, all mixed in Manjigani. Main Street, that is, very long road, going up to the street, that road is pointed towards Baba Dhan, now the tomb there. Baba Dhan, that then under tree, which is that is, now the tomb is right, facing the road, straight road. And that road now connects with the Main Street. Then my aunt just stayed, so it used to be weekly boarders. So we came from school on Saturday morning, and then on Monday morning to school. So our parents had arranged that way, that we didn't want us to be just boarders like that, because we want us children to have a, what do you call it? To be out of the school, not to be, I don't know what to use. All the time school means what?
The boarders.
No, Shut in the school all the time. Went out, come out, and be at home, and the family have a good time.
Not confined. Huh? Not confined in the school.
What?
Confined.
Confined is so we can have a little outing be with the family, have a food in the house, and have family gathering, loving family, all of our aunts and all the there, then we can be with our family and go back to school. So we can really feel so unhappy in the school, no? Completely. As you say, confined and all that. That was arranged. When we went from this road and then we turned, that we saw Baba Jan every day on the street. But we did not know about Baba Jan. So we looked at her in this street. We had no idea that we should approach her. They have a darshan or see something, and we shy. She wouldn't be like that. Mm-hmm. I still remember Baba, so sweet Baba was looking like that, no? Mm-hmm. But we had no idea that she was perfect master, and we had no idea. That was quite for some time we saw her like that, and then afterwards, then we did not stay with our aunt. Then our father, when my father got his body when I was 8 years. And then that time we stayed with our mother's, what do you call it, mother's side. There is my grandmother and grandfather. It's their home. But really, my uncle, my mother's big brother, he was doing very good business of rated waters, you know. Rated waters, you know, soda, lemon, and razzle, what all. Ice cream soda, and picking up, and lime juice, and ginger ale, everything. Big carts full of this crates go every day, hotels and restaurants and all that. And my uncle had no other, in that big compound, he had 2-3 other business making tuna. Tuna, you know, when they build house, you have tuna?
Right.
Lime. So you can't have lime made in the city. When they're building house in the city, you don't have, lime is made in a primitive way. If you have it in Mehrabad, down the hill, it's like a gut, you know, deep hole down, and then there's a rod, and then the bullet, and then like a big huge stone Mm-hmm. But they must know how much sand, how much water, and so that is mixed. And then the birds go round and round and round and round for how long, I don't know. So that tuna gets mixed with the sand there and ground. And that is to make. So that kind of machine, I don't know what was, how it was made, that I don't know. Too young. Anyway, it was far away inside me. Separate. And then tuna was made, and what do you call it? Mule, carts, military, Pune is a very big military station that time, and the British were there also. So these mules, the big mule carts with oats, those sacks and sacks would come, so many carts, mule carts would come in, big compound, and that machine was there to make it fat, you know. Then the horses can eat. They can't eat unflattened. And they digest. Mm-hmm. But that machine was also, that business was there. Then there was this grinding flour, you know, wheat flour. Mm-hmm. The grinding, that we have for grinding flour, maybe whatever you call it. That also, and soda water, and I don't know about ice, and all this. Yes, he was very good businessman, and anyway, so he made good money. And anyway, so this private house, a house with my grandmother and other uncle and wife and children. We children, my mother, and we all stayed together in one house, and my uncle was, how would you say, running the house means by his earning the lived there. That's the only way I can put it now, make it clear. So that's how it is. My big uncle was a very fine person. He was very sympathetic to my mother because he lost her husband so young, so he was very sympathetic. He said he must not stay anywhere out, he must stay. My house, he was staying here, and my brother, my brother, my sister, my mother, and it's comfort.
Do they all come to college? All they come from school?
No. That's the thing, our family, none of them came except my grandmother, my mother's side, who's very sweet. She came. She came to Sakuri, there also she had lesson. She was, you know what? Yeah. So what Maharaj said, she could not hear. The poor thing, she was sitting there looking. As soon as we came out, you know, at home, then she catch hold of each of us. Oh, what did he explain? What did he say? Oh, did he tell me? What? No, tell me a little bit, please. And the poor thing, and then he tell her about this, and whatever we told her. Ah, yes, I understand. He's right, yes, positive. And any story that you yes, I understand exactly. And then she will say that. It's very nice. So she had darshan, Sakuri darshan, Baba's darshan. I don't know about Baba Jami's darshan, but Baba's darshan, she was in to Baba.
Her husband had died.
No, both were living when he left. Both died very old age.
But the husband?
They must 85, 90 years old.
The husband never met Baba.
No. None of the other parts of the family, nobody. But Baba was very interested in one uncle that told me. Baba was very interesting. But Gandhi was not for Baba. He did not follow Baba. He did not love Baba. He was the one who gave all these articles against Baba. Baba. When he came close to Baba, you know, this newspapers would come to Nagar. So I need to bring it over to Baba. See, Gandhi Rani, see what he writes for you, about you. So I said, all right, Jesus. So he said, not nice thing at all. Yes. So then Baba said, I'm going to give it to God of mine. Baba will be outside, you know. Then God of mine inside the room. Then my mother said, no, what is he? He would open the thing and start eating. I mean, what? Reading. And she ran and then she started going around and writing on it. Oh, she was so shocked, so sad. She said this, you know. And Baba gave her just enough time to read and after digest it, you know. And then after that, Baba would come from outside. I was like, nearly in tears, Baba says, don't worry at all. Baba said, Baba was talking that time. Baba was not anxiety, but Baba said, don't worry at all. This is my key. Never mind. The more they write against me, the better it is. Because this time, if you go and tell them that I am the first master, they laugh. They won't believe. It was useful. At least, like this, they're saying my name all the time. Every house, my name is being said. Even if they're against me, they're That will do good to them, you see, that will be good to them. So Colonel Rani is in one way helping, Baba said. Mm-hmm. It is my thing. But never mind, all these people who are talking behind my back and not for me, those same people will come for my darshan. Oh, then my mother was so happy. That's so, well, yes, Baba said, don't be unhappy about it at all, never mind. Let him be, let him write. What can we do? We are on the right path, we are. We have nothing to fear, our conscience is clean. And then, of course, second article also is to come. I don't know how many came to it, whatever it is. Some people have kept it. And so on. You all know about it?
Oh, I've heard about it, but I haven't read the articles.
No. We could have. So that's how. Anyway, still Baba was interested in Colonel Rani. So much so that after so many, many years. No, what happened was this. Very good. My uncle, Colonel Rani, is a doctor. He was serving also. Very good doctor. He was in Aden when First World War. So he was head of this hospital and had been a good doctor. And all the wounded soldiers from the field, First World War, came to Aden. Anyway, what I want to say is he was a good doctor, so he was given this title of major. And he was first major, Rani, and then he worked very good doctor and all that. So the British, it was very difficult for the British to give an Indian a title, and yet he was given the title Colonel. So then that is that. So every 2 years, after 2 years, he used to come to India. He was in Aden. After 2 years, he was given a month's leave, or that I didn't have, because I was young, 10, 11 years old. So, he was very nice to my mother. Mother always took his advice, he would tell him to my mother. Out of all the brothers and sisters, my mother always loved him, great respect and love for my mother. And this uncle had the great friendship with my father. We loved each other, we were friends. Mm-hmm. When my father loved his body, when my uncle was very more sympathetic towards my mother, you see, so there was much love between them, his brother also, and his brother, who was nice to go to stay in this house. Only these two brothers were. The youngest was okay, but one other was not okay or not. Anything, whatever it was. It was more for his wife and all that. So that was a long story, we don't go to that. But what happened was this. Colonel Rani. So, after 2 years, we were in that house, in his grandmother's house, and Colonel Rani came for his holiday. The children were there, and he was there. After that, he bought this and that, and all the rest of his life, he always. Then he looked through his things and unpacked and whatnot for days, and then everything was nice and settled down. And I still remember seeing after bath, nice white clothes on, and then the drawing room sitting with a big fortune book in it. And you know, the fortune history is called Sahanamo. Sahanamo. So that book used to read fortune, very proud fortune history and all that. So that really white person. Not orthodox, but you had a good respect for our religion to the rest and so on. That was one time that he came. Second time also, twice. Third time when he went to Aden, that time my mother came to stay separate in a separate house because the uncle was constant. That uncle who was very nice, very big brother, and my mother's big brother who was running the soda water factory and all that. He told that my mother stayed in his house with my grandmother and all that. That uncle never came to his house. He was far away, where Baba Jan is, you know, somewhere around there. It was. But my grandmother's place was near the station. You know how far the station is from Baba Jan? No. It's more than 3 miles, I think. So, what did I say in Vietnam?
About the third time Colonel Rani.
Yes, he came, so we were told about Baba Jan, so he He was not there now. He's made him. In that time, my mother came to know Baba Jan, Baba. So naturally, she was drawn to Baba and Baba Jan, so she would go to see them and all that. So there were people who said, some said, don't go to Baba Jan later, you know. The Iranis, you know, Iranis and Zoroastrians, you know, they're all, they're not for Baba. They went for Baba at all, though. They were all against Baba. You know, many of them would scoff and say, oh man, that boy used to play cricket in our lane, and now he wants to show he's become popular. You know, they always this. For the avatar, avatar always opposition party. Mm-hmm. But not for Sadhguru. Sadhguru means popular masters. They don't have opposition party. They don't have. Every avatar. That's why most of them had violent death also. So what I want to say is the granddad, what you say, suffering. Because they come to suffer, you know. What I want to say is, what do I say? Okay. Yes, so my mother got interested in Baba Jan and Baba. She forgot everything. She didn't care about the Iranis or the Parsis of Pune. No, but she let them talk and let them sing. I like to sit near Baba Jan and go, you know. But in the daytime, they're not much time. But if she came to markets to shop there for fruit and all that, and she'd come there, a basket full of fruit for Baba Jan. Baba Jan never liked flowers. If he brought flowers to her, she'd get very angry. Huh? She'd throw the flowers away. And say, huh? Yes, she didn't like flowers. She said, what is this for? Can we eat these flowers? What is it used for? So you got a hint. You must bring something to eat. So they would bring fruit, and there was a restaurant nearby, and then the time was they bring tea for her, because she would give tea to someone, mm-hmm. bring tea for everybody else. So five or six of them would be there, you know? Because in daytime, everybody's working and all that. Just two, three men are sitting around, or a woman or something. Just in daytime, not many people. Mm-hmm. In the evening, there are more. Mm-hmm. So my mother brought fruit. Being summertime, she brought mangoes as well as oranges and cucumbers, tender cucumbers. It's nice in the summertime to have cucumbers to eat. And make Baba Jan happy to do it. So Baba Jan went and saw cucumbers. He said, what? Why cucumbers have you brought? Do you eat them uncooked? Baba Jan asked my mother. My mother said, yes, we eat them uncooked. And Baba Jan said, no. At our place in Baluchistan, we always cook them and then eat them. So take them home, cook them and then bring them. So my mother, you know, she my father, later on she went and she had cucumbers cooked and then brought to Baba Jan. Then one time. But Baba Jan always, anything to eat, but flowers, no. So I am, what do you think I am? Because he had to decorate it and flowers, that's not my thing. You must bring something to eat, I can just eat one prasad, and that's more, what do you call it? Useful or has meaning in it. Mm. What do you flowers? And she was right, Baba Jan was right.
Did you hear
being a woman's form, you know, then everybody offering flowers, men and all that. No, you know, they all, so much kachra means, you know. Kachra means, not kachra means, things lying around, flowers, this, that, they're not useful. The eating thing, you just eat in the village and leave. And so she'd like to give her tea and, you know, this Baidun used to work in a restaurant there, used to bring buns or biscuits or sometimes bread and butter and some Baba Jan give each one whoever sitting, give that one tea also, give that one tea. So more tea was well, everybody had tea with Baba Jan, you know. Very nice food. And those days were very good food.
Did you hear that Alan made that recipe that apparently came
from? Oh, delicious. Mm.
How old were you when you asked for the pork?
Yes, and the night then, during my mother's to take me also. By that time, my sister, I was married now, so I and my mother in a tonga that belongs to a private tonga, a home tonga, a hired one at home. So we used to go in tonga in the evening. Mm-hmm. Baba Jan, very nice meeting. Just dim lights and the Baba Jan is seated like this, but more than this facing the men around here. Then she looked around the young women, all that come and she looked like that. Right. street, Baba Zedra, and then she came around to look at me. Oh, I will be so sad. Baba Zedra is looking at me, you know. I still remember. And Baba Zedra smiled, like, nice. But I was very shy, very shy. But now it feels so like this, that I should have said something to Baba Jan and see what Baba Zedra would have said, you know. But I have another sense, you know, that I didn't have the sense, we didn't feel like, and I was very shy. I was not that bold type. I was not that bold type. Anyway, Baba Jan is nice. One time, Baba Jan was seated and had some women, Mohammedan women, data now. Not those old days, later on. Much later on, when many of, even guy my family, many now knew about Baba Jan. They're following Baba. And Baba didn't have clothes back then. So, guy my family, guy my with her sister, and I think male one was not born, you know, male one was not born. Gamay, her sister, maybe Gamay's sister, like the whole world, there were 3-4 of them there. Now they're all around Baba Jan, like you see, they're standing. So Baba Jan was seated. And then somebody had given Baba Jan a whole coconut, whole one, without breaking up, whole one. It was there. So Baba Jan, somebody was talking to Baba Jan, listening and not listening, and she just may say just one word. She never talked about much, Baba Jan. Never. Just very few words if she has said. So, they all sang, joining hands, to join Baba Jan. Turned towards these women. That time, Baba Jan got in her mood, you know, that mood. It's very good, that's right. You mustn't miss those moods. They say that certain, you know, the feeling mood that, what is it called, I think, in English? To give something, like,
have the whim. Whim, the urge.
Yes, and she turned on with the all doing that. And she took that, you know, the, what is it called?
Coconut.
Coconut, by herself. She picked it up like this. She did this. All the women, she's going to give it to me. The old women looking at Baba Jan, she goes, everybody wanted that coconut from Baba Jan. Baba Jan was just holding like this. Then the Mohammedan woman going forward a bit. Baba Jan did not move. He turned like this, about to know. Then Guy, my sister, Guy, my very shy, she was just like me. She was very shy. She never dared to put her hand out, anything. But her sister, Gulamasi, I think, she was rather, what do you call her? Very sensible and very, the world, bold would not be nice, but more like this. Yes.
No,
she's very,
sensible
and common sense she had, and she knew that Baba Jan was giving more. So why not? So, she's telling Guy, you try and you go forward. But how can I? No, no, I feel sad now. I mean, come on, I try to get the thing in a very subtle way. Come forward, bowing by like this, you know, in a very pleasant way. But Baba Jan wasn't moving at all. So now you have not to come forward. You, I think she's waiting for you. Go on. Go on. So at last, by my great difficulty, she would push forward and she pushed forward. So Gaima stood there. Baba Jan at once took the apple, what is it? The coconut, and put it in her hand. Oh, and Gaima, no, she was waiting for Gaima, and it was put in Gaima's hand. The other, all the Mohammedan women looking around, then what? This fascinating got it, and we are all waiting here. Anyway, Gaima got it at the very stage, they bowed. The guy has that, what is called, coconut still. She but, yes, she still had. But, after that coconut was given, I don't know how long, the guy was bad pregnant. She was conceived, and Melvan was born. Mm. So Gayama says, Bhagavatam gives, Melvan is a gift from Bhagavatam. Soon after this, Gopin was given, after that, Gayama conceived. So after a month or two, I don't know when. So it was a gift, so, you know.
Doesn't the coconut represent the mind?
So Mehran is such a young person, that young boy, whatever, he's a young man, and he's quite different from the family. You have no idea how different he is. Gama and Manpu, they all little bit gather somewhere, you know? Yeah. Get excited and something's gone wrong, and come on, and they all walked up, and there's no one, they're sobbing, and they shout, they won't come out and say, but wow, so much noise. But see, the Mehran is you can say nice things after you. Explain to them what you want, you know. They're so excited, and here Mehran comes along and says very sweetly, and they have to curb their anger. And then they start to become very passive, and they say, what a person is Mehran is